I call to order this meeting of the Conference Committee on the Commerce Budget Bill, Senate File 2744. We do have a quorum. This will be a brief meeting. We'll have a motion in a minute to make some adopt a DE amendment reflecting the final conference report. The changes from what we met when we last discussed are a compromise provision in the payday lending bill that says that interest rates, nothing changes for loans with an interest rate less than 36%. Between 36 and 50%, there would need to be an ability to pay analysis done, and nothing, and the cap is effectively 50% as opposed to 36% before, with an effective date of January 1, 2024 instead of August 1, 2023. Those are the totality of the changes to the payday lending bill, I believe. We also are reallocating funds that had been reserved for age-appropriate design. Since age-appropriate design is not going to happen, that money is being reallocated in the biennium to the Attorney General to make a report and policy recommendations related to consumer protections for technology, with particular emphasis on kids and mental health, and in the tails to the Department of Commerce, with a amount of it going to the Mental Health Parity Office that this bill establishes, and the balance going to the administrative line. And I believe that that is the sum of the changes. So now I will turn to Senator Klein to make a motion, and then we can discuss and ask questions. Senator Klein.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And before I make the motion, I just want to say thank you for your leadership and collaboration from the House side on this bill. This, I think, is a historic bill. It will really improve the lives of Minnesotans. Many of these initiatives are ones that Minnesotans have been asking for many years, and we're finally getting it across the line, and I'm very inspired by that and moved. I also want to thank staff, of course, as always, for your diligent work helping us get to this place, and for Senator Rasmussen and your collaboration this year as well. So I move the CCR 2744 delete everything amendment, Mr. Chair.
Senator Klein moves the 2744 DE amendment. Discussion to the motion and questions. Representative O'Driscoll.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And that 36% is the APR. Is that what we're looking at? Because we were talking about APY last time, and one's a savings rate and one's a lending rate. So I just want to make sure that we're clear on what we're looking at here.
I'm looking at nonpartisan staff who's nodding when I say yes, it's APR. Any further discussion? Representative Katisa Watum.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I just want to say thank you to both of you for all your work this year and bringing in stakeholders. I'm particularly disappointed that we're not able to move forward with age-appropriate design. I know Representative Bonner has worked really hard on that, but I appreciate the reallocation of those funds to the Attorney General's office so that we are going to be able to, you know, review what they think would be beneficial going forward, and surely those discussions will continue. Appreciate that.
Maybe I'll do my thank yous now, too, so that we can all do that. So I'll say thank you to Senator Klein. You've been such a great partner to work with on this bill and all the other projects we've been working on this year. I really, really appreciate the opportunity to work with you and your leadership. And I thank your colleagues on the committee for their excellent work. And, of course, my colleagues on the House side. I have a phenomenal vice chair and a lead that I can live with. I appreciate our work, Representative O'Driscoll, very much. And as Senator Klein said, our staff is just phenomenal, and the work that they do is invaluable and is much appreciated. So any further discussion to the Klein motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails, and the 2744 DE amendment is adopted. Senator Klein.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of the Conference Committee report on SF 2744 as amended.
Senator Klein moves adoption of the conference report as amended. Discussion to the motion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails, and the conference report is adopted. Senator Klein.
Mr. Chair, I move that nonpartisan staff be authorized to make any technical changes needed to reflect the will of the committee.
Senator Klein moves that nonpartisan staff be allowed to make technical changes to reflect the will of the committee. Discussion to the motion. Seeing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails, and nonpartisan staff are authorized to make any technical corrections necessary to reflect the will of the committee. With that, members are... Oh, Senator Rasmussen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was wondering if you and perhaps Senator Klein could talk about when you would expect to see this conference committee report on the floor.
Senator Rasmussen, it's a Senate file, so your chamber will have to take it up first, and I certainly have no control over the Senate, but I would just add, in the House, We will try to take it up as quickly as possible. Our chamber passed a resolution saying we want to get out of here on the 18th. So before then, Senator Klein.
I anticipate tomorrow.
And seeing nothing further, please keep an eye on your email inbox for the report so that you can sign it expeditiously. With that, the meeting is adjourned.